Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Finding rest. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Psalm 62, verse 5, New International Version. Friends, here is an important and timely question. Where does your soul find rest? Who or what is your rock and salvation, your fortress? Rest seems to be a hot commodity right now. Sleep aids are estimated to be a $65 billion market, and insomnia is being identified as a public health issue in America. I think it is fair to say that a sense of restlessness pervades our culture. So how about you? Are you plagued by unrest, by restlessness, or is your soul at rest? The psalmist has a word for the weary. He understands what it is like to be assaulted and assailed from every direction, to feel shaken to the core and to cry out for help and relief, for rest. And this psalm suggests that he also knows the temptation to seek a sense of security in the false gods of wealth and power. He cautions against that temptation because these things are not soul-giving, and rest will not be found in them. Rest is found in God. As disciples of Christ, we are called to make God our fortress, our rock and salvation, and thereby our rest. Not wealth or power, not material possessions, or governments, or Facebook friends who agree with us about everything. We may seek peace and rest from all of these things, but we will not find it. Our souls find rest in God. I don't think that means we are promised physical comfort or even physical protection. In fact, I think finding true rest means surrendering all of our fears to God, even our fears for our physical well-being. But we are offered rest for our souls when we lose ourselves by seeking and surrendering to God. So today, where are you seeking rest, and where might you find it? Let us pray. God, our rock and salvation, our holy fortress, you desire to give us rest. May we give ourselves and all of our cares and fears to you, that our souls might find peace in your presence. Amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Greta Smith.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.